The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. All right, so in the previous hour, we were talking about this report that the U.S. healthcare system has ranked last among many other countries, including Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the U.K., and it ranks last in terms of patient equality, access, outcomes, which is ridiculous. And as much as we want to say, well, that's because Obamacare, they're claiming they took the data before Obamacare. Even though before Obamacare was implemented, we had a whole bunch of crap happen over the last 5-6 years. So rather than just griping and stewing in this cesspool of our healthcare system that we're in right now, let's kind of come up with some solutions. The problem is the solutions we're going to be faced with really, really stink to a lot of people, okay? Most of us go through a grieving process of why can't it just go back to the where it was, you know, where we get insurance for a couple $100 a month and, you know, we pay our $25 copay and if your employer doesn't have insurance for you, you just go and you get your insurance and, it still didn't work for others. Everybody wasn't happy the older way. Yeah, the older way might be a hell of a lot better than it is now, but still you have a bunch of people not having access, a bunch of people not being able to pay. The people that might not have had access before have access. Current people that had access do not anymore because they can't afford the $1,000 a month premiums. So it is a complete cluster, and people are getting angry. And whether we ranked the first or the last, all I know is the current healthcare system that I'm seeing my patients go through and my family is going through is not feasible at all, okay, and not sustainable. So what should we be doing with our healthcare system? Well, number one, trying to turn back the clock is probably one option, but it's probably the most impractical option. As much as I would love to go back to the way things were in the late 90s and the early 2000s, okay, well, albeit not the lawsuits, that was another whole big mess of the frivolous lawsuits and how we need to push for tort reform, etc. But come up with a good Medicaid system, come up with a good cash price for people that don't have insurance through their jobs. Maybe try to turn back the clock again and fine-tune and fine-tweak that system. The first and foremost, do something to the effect of not allowing insurance companies to exclude you on pre-existing conditions, and then figure out how to incentivize people to get their insurance early, okay, as opposed to getting the insurance late. Maybe one way, you know, because when you tell people, okay, you don't have to buy insurance now until you're sick because insurance can't exclude you for pre-existing conditions. You could get the condition and then go and get your insurance. The big problem we have is that nobody's going to pay for insurance. And the only reason why insurance works is you need healthy dollars going in to pay for the sick dollars. So if only sick people are going to be buying insurance, the insurance companies aren't going to stay around much longer. So how do you incentivize? Well, the longer you've had the insurance, the higher percentage they pay. So maybe we do something like that. So if you've only had your insurance for a day, then they're going to probably, even though you still get the discounts, you still benefit from the discounts, your out-of-pocket is going to be more than if you had the insurance for a longer period of time. You could do something like that and make it graded and make it tolerable and digestible. So turning back the clock, getting rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, having more of a private marketplace so that you aren't dependent on your boss and your boss doesn't have control over your health insurance. Private companies have to compete. There's gradations of what gets paid. There's incentives if you do generics versus non-generics. So we could do, that's one option. I'm telling you right that now, nobody's going back to that option again. It's not going to happen. Okay? The next option we have with our healthcare system is going completely socialized. Obama comes in, or Hillary Clinton comes in, or whoever, with the public option. And now the government has health insurance. They are going to be running and being the administrator of your health insurance. Okay? Whatever they say you can get, you can get. However the government says you get to have medicine in terms of maybe mammograms every couple of years or not, that's how you do it. Every single person has access to that system. It may be a crappy system, but that allows everybody else having access to it. All right? Then what about another option that maybe you and I can figure out? Because it doesn't look like the first one is very feasible at this point in time. We may never be able to go back to that. And most people are not happy about the government taking over. All right? Well, what we need to first and foremost do is find out if all Americans want health care, what are all Americans willing to pay? If 50% of the country says, no, I still want freebies, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Okay? But if we could find the minimum amount or the maximum amount, we could get everybody to pay $10 a visit, $15 a visit. All right? And it can't just be taxes. Well, we're going to tax them once a year because so many people are tax exempt. But to go and use the services, okay, to go and use the medical services, what amount will we be able to get from every person coming in? Okay, everybody coming in has to have something. They have to have something, whether it's $5, $10, etc. All right, and then we use that money to build clinics throughout the whole, and I've talked about this before, okay? One option is we have some sort of network for everybody to same day go into one of these county clinics. But it's not a free county clinic. You have to come up with some sort of money to get in. Something. You have these clinics set up throughout. You, if you want to save money, all doctors have to volunteer one day a month. You put in your one day a month of duty to volunteer. Okay? Your benefit from that could be you could then you could solicit them as being your patients later, you know, because there has to be some incentive to have everybody work for free. All right, but one day a week or one shift a week, etc. You know, let's talk just a little. I want to hear your ideas too, and I know many of you have been emailing me. What does this system need? How should we fix this system? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or email us at drdahlia.com. This was an interesting email. All right, Brent writes, doctors are lazy. When I see my doctor, I know. When I see my doctor and tell him I had tests run at another office or emergency room, rather than he trying to acquire the records, he just runs more labs. This is a waste and it's costing me a fortune. Okay, he has a very interesting point that I want to talk about. Okay, first of all, we doctors are not lazy. Okay, however, have we ever been guilty of just ordering the gosh darn test because we don't want to wait for the results? Are we impatient? Yeah, a lot of us are impatient. Okay, And that ends up costing you guys money. Now, here's the thing, okay? It's hard to understand if you're not, you know, in our shoes, okay? Somebody comes in and they had chest pain. And they went to the hospital. This happens to me all the time, okay? Patient comes in going, you know what? Over the weekend, I had to go to the ER because I had chest pain. And I still have chest pain. All right. Did they do a chest x-ray? Did they do an EKG? Yes, they did everything. They said everything is fine. Now I'm here with you. Okay, well, let me get the records. Okay, and so I call. And my staff is on hold. Okay, yeah, my patient is sitting there in front of me, still having chest pain. Doctor, they hung up on me. Medical records hung up on me. All right, so my staff gets through to medical records. No, we're not going to send them to you. We need a fax consent. Well, where do we send the fax number? To the main hospital fax line or the main fax line in the department. We'll get it. All right, so the patient signs, which we usually already have done, and we sign and we fax it. Still no records. Okay, now, because remember, in order for them to process the records, a lot of times they don't have the time to do it right then and there on the spot. If they do, God bless them. But it will go in one of those little plastic bracket thingies where it's on the to-do pile. All right, well, Dr. Dwax needs records sent from the ER visit. And then they do it at their sweet old time. And many times I am not going to get them that day. Sometimes I get the records within minutes, but most of the times, no, not for days. They're busy. I get that. They're busy. So I have a patient in my office with chest pain. All right, and fever. Chest pain and fever? Yeah, but everything looked good at the hospital. Well, what the hell am I supposed to do with 3, 4, 5-day-old labs anyway? Even if I did get them and they looked good, I'm still going to do another EKG. And I'm still going to try to figure out why the hell the person has a fever. Sometimes I'll get the EKG back from the hospital, and it wasn't normal. It was normal enough, all right, you know, to not keep them in the hospital. I've done that, too. When I was an ER doc, my job with that EKG was to make sure that you didn't have anything life-threatening. If you had maybe some nonspecific T-wave changes or a little bit of flattening of the T-wave, I would say, look, go follow up with your family doctor, have the family doctor get you set up with a cardiologist. But I would overall say, look, you're fine. I got to deal with this gunshot patient. Go. You go. You're fine. EKG looks good. No heart attack. Well, when the ER says your EKG is fine, that doesn't mean they're looking at all your cardiac risk factors. That's not their job. So they can't tell you your whole cardiac health is perfect. They're not testing you for fasting cholesterol and looking at overall diabetes control and et cetera. No, their job is to make sure you don't have to be admitted to the hospital or treated in the ER. And if they discharge you, you're healthy enough to follow up with the doctor and that you will live long enough to follow up with the doctor at 2 days or 4 days, et cetera. So I'll then get the EKG and I'll be like, okay, now wait a second. I do see some T-wave flattening. Maybe my repeat EKG shows changes. Maybe it doesn't. Then I decide to send the patient to the cardiologist. The cardiologist finds there was some blockage, decides to do stents, et cetera. The ER doc did everything right. I did everything right. But it costs you money. You see? All right. Are we being lazy? Now, could doctors be lazy? You know what? I'm not going to wait for the lab test. I'm just going to run them. They could. And it's not that they're being lazy. Sometimes when the patient leaves, remember, you have to understand, doctors are very, very busy. Okay? You could be as organized as you can. But you lose the quality of the care when you get labs on a patient days later than when the patient is sitting right there in front of you. Now, I don't like to reorder labs if you don't need it. If you're feeling fine, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just see what happened at the hospital. I'll take a look and I'll call you when I get them or follow up with me later when I get them. But if I have somebody who's sick in front of me, I let them go home. A couple days later, I finally get the labs. No matter how long we've been calling, now the patient's home, the liability rises. Okay? What if something happened before I was able to get the records? Screw that. I'm just going to do my own labs. And that's what happens in a lot of doctor's offices. If we don't think you're going to make it long enough or things are going to worsen by the time we get all the logistic bullcrap, then you're going to have the labs run. Now, one fix for that is the universal electronic healthcare system, in theory. We have a universal healthcare electronic medical record system, so I could just log into the hospital, see the results right then and there, pull them. That is something that is going to happen. That is something that we are going to have, whether we like it or not, whether we feel like it's going to be hack-proof or not. Your medical records are already going to be public record. Or already, I don't want to say public record, but it's going to be in a database that will have the potential to get hacked. All right, we're going to have to move towards that because there's too many lab tests running. There's too much wasteful spending. And as we turn socialized, no matter how much we fight it, it's ridiculous that none of our electronic softwares communicate. So we're going to have a communicating software system. Everybody has to communicate with each other. Everybody has to be able to access each other's databases through secure passwords, get the labs right then and there. Okay? And hospitals will be able to hire less staff because doctors can just go in and access it themselves, so they'll need less medical record people, etc. So we'll see probably some more unemployment with this. But computers are going to be taking over medicine. Okay? But I got to tell you right now, I don't think all your medical records are that private. If things are getting faxed because the electronic medical system hardware, the electronic records aren't communicating with each other, now you have your labs being faxed back and forth to people, not to mention your insurance company knows your diagnosis and everybody on that insurance company floor does. So, you know, privacy was never something that you really had at 100%, and it's a shame. I can't stand that. I can't stand the fact that there's really not 100% privacy. In my office, we try to make it 100% privacy. But when the insurance company wants to know the code, why is this person on HIV medications? What's their code? What's your diagnosis? Well, HIV, the diagnosis of HIV, is that any business of yours? Just pay for the gosh darn medication. The other thing is we're probably going to have to raise taxes to the degree that Canada does, that these other countries do. If we're going to be doing universal health care for all, and everybody's going to be on a health care system, we're going to have to tax everybody like crazy. But it's everybody. Everybody's going to have to pay. If you're a disabled veteran, no, you get off scot-free. All right? If you're a disabled child, no, of course not. Okay? But so many other people who are not paying taxes that should because they found a way to work the system, those have to be fixed and that has to be stopped. Now, any politician that goes after that demographic is probably not going to win an election. So if politicians are running things, we're just going to have more people on the government dime and not that many people paying taxes, and the people that are paying taxes just get tax. But it's going to have to take somebody who has nothing to lose politically that says, to heck with this. Everybody pays flat tax, 5%, 6%, whatever it is. You have to, period. And it's going to be ugly. People aren't going to want to do that. But there's things we could do for our healthcare system that we're not doing it. Right now it's a complete cluster and it's an embarrassment. For us to on this survey have the lowest ranking of our healthcare system when we do the amazing work that we do. Any of you whose cancer has been cured or whose cancer has been caught, okay, or whose operation went unscathed. All right, you know, where are you guys saying, no, 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 this works? I've had some amazing health care done on me. Do I go out and do I tell everybody, oh, my gosh, you know, I love our health care? No, I don't. We all kind of stay quiet. We all complain. I'm complaining about Obamacare. All right, but do I talk about how blessed I am? No, I don't. I'm just complaining. And that's a big problem, okay, because nobody's talking about the good. Nobody's talking about what good, what have we done that's good. All right? I mean, you know, we can really fight melanoma now? That's amazing. Does anybody talk about that? No. No. Everybody just gripes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. So we may be becoming vegetarian quicker than we think. Apparently, salads still seem to be the cheaper way to go, as we're finding our meats, poultry, fish, and egg prices have risen 7.7% over the last year. They say the price of meat, eggs, and fish rose, hit an all-time high in May. Pricier than at any point since 1967 when the Consumer Price Index began tracking items. They say food costs jumped 0.5%, the largest increase since August 2011, as meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.4%. Fruits and vegetables rose, but 1.1%, a little bit less. This is according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. They say the price has been rising for months, in part because of the California drought. There's been some historically thin cattle herds and a virus in the pork population. They say the rise in prices also affected other areas, too, with energy, housing, apparel, and other costs among those increasing, hence inflation. Economists who had expected consumer prices to rise only 0.2% of the increase suggested a separate inflation gauge watched by the Fed also pushed higher in May. All right, I'm not going to go into all the little, I'm reading it here because I'm ready to go through my commentary. I got commentary on this one. They said the index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs has risen 7.7% over the last year. The index for food at home increased 0.7%, which is the largest increase, July 2011. Five of the six major grocery store food group increases in May. Okay, had increases in May. All right, so it's going up, and it's going up from an all-time high. The most expensive it's ever been. Now, this is concerning, okay? We thought our healthcare prices were going to kill us. All right? If you have increase in food prices to that degree, okay, that could even cause more damage than what we're seeing with our current healthcare system. All right? The concern we have now is there's this big push to stay away from fast food. And I can understand that. And to stay away from unhealthy food. I got that. But nobody is working to make regular healthy food cheaper. Now, that's a huge problem. Okay? If I could get a burger for 99 cents, and I could feed my family of four with four 99-cent burgers, therefore, maybe with tax, what, 412? 415. It's not the healthiest meal, but we're talking about if you're, you know, really crunched financially, I could have my family fed with dinner for under $5. Now, if I go to a store and I buy the buns and I buy the ground beef and I buy some seasoning and maybe I buy some cheese and I get some lettuce and tomato and then, you know, some drink, etc. Okay, I am walking out, all right, not with $5 of groceries. That's a problem. Now, I'm not saying we have to then let fast food flourish and let them, you know, do what they need to do and, you know, let them still have, you know, tasty, not healthy food out there for our ingestion. But, and again, I'm sorry, I'm kind of searching for words here. But what are we doing to make regular groceries or regular food cheaper? Now, the prices are rising. We know the prices are rising for meat and fish. You're telling people to go eat fish. Have you ever bought fish? Do you know what it is per pound? Yeah, you could get some tuna. All right? But even tuna is getting more expensive. I used to be able to buy tuna to feed my cat because he loves the tuna fish. Loves the tuna fish. So I get him some tuna. I open it up. Oh, hell no. Now we don't. My husband's always griping. Don't be feeding him tuna. That can was expensive. It is. It's getting bad. And honestly, you really shouldn't be feeding your cats tuna. I guess they make high uric acid and they have more uric acid crystals, etc. And, you know, you don't need to stress them that much. He can eat the cat food. Sometimes he eats my scrappings and stuff, but he really likes those, oh gosh, what brand is it? I call them meat cutlets. They have like little meat bits. He doesn't like the pate, but it's the Purina. Yeah, like meat. Yeah, we have to call them meat cutlets. You know, veal cutlets, lamb cutlets, et cetera. What's it called?
Chicken onion.
Oh, chicken of the sea. Yeah, he does like the chicken of the sea, too. Good point. Anyway, so as far as I'm concerned, we need to have outlets. I mean, there needs to be maybe some sort of a grocery store that says, you know, look, we're not charging up an arm and a leg. Organic. You know how much I want you all to be eating organic? I would love that. I would love my family to eat organic. But one little bag of groceries is $100. We can't afford that. All right, financially, my family, it's been the worst that it's ever been. I had more money in the bank when I waited tables. I tell my patients that all the time. Okay, and I wasn't even a good waitress. I didn't even get tipped well. So I had more money in the bank waiting tables than I do as a physician. This recession stinks. This recession blows. All right? So, yeah, we go grocery shopping. You know what I notice? I notice that we're kind of stretching it out. I've actually noticed that my family is eating out just a little bit more. Because anytime I go grocery shopping or anytime my husband does, etc., the amount of money we spend is more than if we just went out. Now, going out to eat could be dangerous. There's a lot of salt, there's a lot of fat, there's a lot of hidden sugar. That's not the safest thing to do. But what you're going to see is as food prices are rising, people are going to go where the deal is. And the deals will be at fast food shops, at these like two for $20, two for $25. Where was it? I think it was Applebee's. Applebee's had a two for $20. All right, so that's $10 a meal. Now, to me, that's expensive. $10 for a meal. But if you notice, you can't go to Denny's now with spending close to that, $10 a person. It's getting expensive. All right, so even regular restaurants, it's ridiculous. I can't go anywhere with my family under $40. At a restaurant. Everything is averaging up to, you know, we drink the water, we take a salad, we split a salad. Some of us, we're still in it for that. You still are, you know, because you also want to tip well, etc. So I think we need to, and I'll probably do that later in the summer, let's actually figure out how to get these groceries, how to, with inflation, make a healthy, hearty meal that has a couple side dishes with your, and how to make that sucker work. All right, now, maybe a lot of us will get skinny. Maybe we'll eat less. Maybe we'll have less portions on the plate. We may have to do that. I mean, I remember the portion we got, you know, when we were growing up, the portion on my dad's plate was a hell of a lot smaller than the portions that we eat now because plates are bigger. All right, and we just buy more. I mean, you know, I remember my mom buying a pound of ground beef and she could use that for multiple meals. Now, 1 pound barely makes the meatloaf that feeds everybody. We're going to have to do a massive turnaround. And it's a shame. But where I'm really, really getting sickened by is I'm trying to get you all to eat more fish. And if fish is expensive, you guys aren't going to eat fish. I can't make you fish. It'll be cheaper to eat the ground beef. I've looked at the cost of turkey ground, you know, ground turkey, as opposed to ground beef. Ground beef is cheaper. You're going to go where it's cheaper. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, we're talking about things being expensive, and especially with our healthcare system. Apparently, there is a $1,000 a pill hepatitis C drug. It's called Sovaldi. It's a new pill for hepatitis C. According to Fox News, it cures the liver in 9 of 10 patients. But the treatment can cost more than $90,000. Leading medical societies are recommending using this as first-line treatment, and patients are asking for it, but insurance companies and state Medicaid programs are, like, gagging when they see the price. In Oregon, officials propose to limit how many low-income patients can actually get Sovaldi. All right? Yet they say even if it didn't exist, insurance would still be paying high amounts of money because drugs already for hepatitis C are expensive. $1,000 a pill. This is ridiculous. $1,000 a pill. It better come with a new outfit, caviar, a hotel suite, and a show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is good news, all right? You know how they keep saying mammograms aren't doing jack diddly squat? Well, we have an article out, or a study out, saying that modern mammography can help reduce deaths from breast cancer by 28%. They said every 10,000 women who get screening, about 27 deaths from breast cancer may be avoided during their lifetime. Now, if you guys are thinking what I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, well, that number sounds kind of low. I thought, you know, it would be doing better than that. See, to me, any one of my patients I've diagnosed with breast cancer, I credit the mammogram. So to me, it's 100%. But what they're looking at is the average woman getting a mammogram, the average woman doesn't have breast cancer. Thank God. Okay? Even though the number is about 1 in 8. All right. So we know that mammograms can cut breast cancer deaths. We expected a higher amount. Whenever we have these studies that come out saying, oh, it cuts it by 28%, I look at it as the glass is half full. I'm like, oh, yee-ha. That sounds awesome. Can't wait. I'm excited. This is good. Good job. Bravo. However, when it comes to Obamacare or when it comes to insurance companies deciding what they're going to cover and what they're not going to cover, they may not be as excited. And then we say, well, wait a second. If it's only, you know, helping cut deaths by 28%, maybe we don't need to run 10,000 mammograms as often as we do. Maybe we could run less. Randomized trials from the 1970s and 80s, according to this article from NDTV.com, suggest that mammography screening prevents deaths from breast cancer. Now, this was back from the 1970s, all right? But they said the methods of those old studies have been criticized. Researchers in Norway set out to evaluate the effectiveness of our current modern mammography screening. By comparing the effects of breast cancer mortality among screened and unscreened women, they looked at data from women in Norway, aged 50 to 79, back from 1986 to 2009. And this is when the Norwegian mammogram screening program had been gradually implemented. They compared deaths from breast cancer among women who were invited to screening with those who were not invited to be screened, making a clear distinction between the cases of breast cancer diagnosed before the screening or after, etc. Based on more than 15 million person years of observation, breast cancer deaths occurred in 1,100 of these women who had screening and 8,900 of the women who didn't. All right, so they factored in age, etc., whatever. And, you know, it's one of these things where when they come up with the percent, 28%, okay, it may not be exact math, but that's their way of deducing that you can cut risk, you could prevent death because these people didn't die who got the mammogram screen as opposed to the people that might have died that did. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at these studies and to do these studies. How I look at it is, and even though I'm very, very pro-mammogram, I do understand there is a concern even from the patient standpoint of, okay, I'm x-raying myself every single year. Over and over and over again. Am I getting radiation to the point that I'm actually going to cause something there that never would have been? I had a patient bring that up to me yesterday. She's like, I've been having normal mammograms my whole life. I'm 63. When can I stop? It's a good point. Okay? There's been recommendations to stop in your 70s. There's been recommendations to never stop. That's a tough one. I don't know. You know, I mean, I was told I need mammograms for life. Okay, I have breast cancer in the family. I'm not BRCA positive or BRCA gene negative, but there's breast cancer in the family. So I've been told it doesn't matter what I think, I'm getting checked. My doctor's scared to death of me getting breast cancer. Alright, me, I'm scared, but I mean, I really don't like getting x-rayed any more than I have to. Luckily for me, I understand that the x-ray is such minimal radiation, I probably get more radiation going back and forth with all the flying I do in the plane than I do getting my mammograms. But it's a concern. It makes me nervous. You know, we're all nervous. I mean, I do not want to be told I have breast cancer later. So I'm going to go for the mammograms. I'm going to get that done. All right. However, what I think we as doctors and we as patients should do is not go for this all or nothing, black and white type of attitude towards this, okay? All right. Maybe a lot of you guys are getting mammograms unnecessarily. Okay, but for any of you that have ever been diagnosed with breast cancer and it's been found early, you want to tell everybody and you want to go out and scream and tell everybody to get that test done. And you understand that. Okay, just because you haven't had cancer yet doesn't mean you're not going to get cancer. So it's one of those things where we like to err on the side of caution. And I'm a huge fan of them. Okay, what I would recommend then is if you only have X amount of radiation life that you can get before you have damage, that you use it wisely, okay? Don't have unnecessary CAT scans if you don't need them, okay? You know what? I heard that you can get an all-over scan of the body just for funsies. I don't recommend those. I don't recommend scans for funsies. I only recommend scans when I really think you need them. Because there is a very, very small amount of radiation that you are still taking on. And a risk associated with that. Very, very small. But there still is. And if you have X amount of radiation, remember we calculated per one study you could have 9 CTs a year, right, before it starts to get to be too much. Okay, so an X-ray is really minimal compared to that. But the less radiation, the better, especially if you fly a lot, especially if you're out in the sun, especially if we don't know what the hell all these electronics are emitting. Right, the less, the better. And I think that's just the best approach. You don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to hide under your desk. But and you don't have to skip mammograms by any means. Now, what I do foresee is as we have more and more of a population become breast cancer afflicted, as we have more obese women, because breast cancer appears to hit more obese women than non-obese, so as we have obesity on the rise, as we have more baby boomers getting older, I foresee us moving towards the MRI. If people are going to be freaked out about mammograms and they say they're not sensitive enough and they're expensive and they're not, you know, an MRI to me is more expensive. But I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing a move towards that where they say, you know what, MRI the breast every year or two. This way less radiation and it will tell us a lot more about the tissue. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Australian scientists have discovered the protein that triggers childbirth that usually happens at about 40 weeks. The Australian scientists appear to solve one of the greatest mysteries of human biology, exactly what triggers labor at about 40 weeks of pregnancy, 9 months roughly. They cannot explain how the timing works or predicts a child's birthday with greater accuracy, but they know that the body produces a protein which releases a safety switch that allows the uterus to contract in a way with the muscles and decide to then just punt out the baby, right? Punt. Push. This could then lead to new drugs to induce labor in overweight and obese women that have trouble going into labor. This is called, I don't know if they have the name of the protein. I don't know. Probably it has a whole bunch of letters or numbers to it. Anyway, it is interesting. You know, you could be just sitting there getting your nails done, and all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, I'm in labor. That's it. Water breaks or just something. And it does. Sometimes labor just starts like, boom. Like a switch. Me, I had to be induced both times. You know, I had to have my cervix ripen. Did we ever talk about ripening my cervix? Right? We need to talk about that. We'll spend a lot of time, you know, on how my cervix got all ripened and soft and all that. It's a really good topic. Very, very nice. It's very nice way to end a show. But I won't do it. I won't do it today. But I had to be induced because the babies, they would have just sat there. They didn't want to leave their mama. My baby boys loved their mama. So they were happy. They had the placenta. They had their amniotic fluid. They probably had a TV set in there. Had probably a little video game. They just sat there and they were all comfy. You know, and I'm like, time to leave. Like, I don't want to leave. Same thing. When they, you know, it's time for them to move out. I don't think they're going to. I'm going to be like, leave. Well, I don't want to leave. I want to be with my mama. And I'm like, you can be with your mama. See? Placenta didn't want to come out either. We were tugging and pulling and coaxing. Here, placenta. Here, placenta. Come on out. Placenta's like, nah. Then no, come on out. Nah. So, you know, it took a lot of coaxing. Nothing wants to leave once it gets up in there. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dalia, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.